The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bechayrois, Daf Nuntas. The Gemara and this Daf continues from the Daf before, where the Gemara says, My time of the Beis Behuda, what's the reason for Beis Behuda? Sovala Kabbalazim and Goimel. He holds the Kabbalazim and Goimel, the Tani we learned in Ebraiso. Kabbalazim and Goimel, Oime, Kabbalazim and Goimel says, Venechshav Lachem Trumaschem. There's a Pasuk that talks about Trumas Meiser, and the Pasuk says that your Truma is considered, and it sounds like a Loshen Rabbim, plural, it sounds like it's plural tense. And therefore, the Gemara darshins b'shtei truma is hakasim edaber. The Torah is referring to two different types of trumas. There is, in fact, two kinds of trumas: truma gedoyla and truma esmeiser. The Yisrael, who was the farmer and he grew some fruits, he grew his crops, so he takes off. Truma, it's in a random amount, whichever minat Torah, a person can take off whichever amount they want. Chazal said 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, whichever it may be. Minat Torah, a person can take off as much as they want. Chazal instituted 1 out of 3 measurements that a person should take off, and that's called Truma Gedoyla. After taking off Truma Gedoyla, the owner removes tenth. They tithe it 2 times. The first tithe is Maiserishin, which goes to the Levi. So 10% of whatever was left after Truma Gedoyla was removed is given to the Levi. That 10%, the Levi has to remove from it Truma's Maiser, 1/10 of that 10%. In essence, it's 1% of the entire crop, and that becomes Truma, which must be given to a kohen. So the first truma is called Truma Gedoyla, and the second one is called Truma Esmeiser, the truma that is taken off of the Meiser Rishon. Both of these cannot be eaten by Azor, they cannot be eaten when they're Tameh, and right now the Gemara discusses a pasuk which is written by Trumas Meiser, and the Gemara says that the pasuk is plural and is talking about both Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser. And the Gemara understands. Abalazim and Gemal understands that the pasuk tells us 2 halachas. From the word v'nechshav. The nechshav, the shayush of the word, comes from the word machshava, thought. And from there we learn 2 halachas. We learn that both Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedoyla can be taken off b'machshava, with thought, which we'll see more about that, and also they can be taken off b'oimei, they can be taken off with estimation. So let's read the words of the Gemara. B'shtei Truma Sakasim Medabir, the Torah is talking about both kinds of Truma, and Achas Truma Gedoyla, Achas Truma Esmeiser, whether Truma Gedoyla, whether Truma Esmeiser, and Kishem Shet Truma Gedoyla Nitala as Be'oimed of a Machshava, just like Truma Gedoyla could be removed with estimation and with thought, Af Truma Esmeiser Nitala as Be'oimed of a Machshava, so too Truma Esmeiser could be removed with estimation and with thought. So this Gemara is very practical, the halacha, as Be'ez Hashem I will explain in the shir. Now, before we can get to the actual halacha, we must discuss that there's 3 discussions, really more, but what we'll discuss, at least for this shir, is there are 3 discussions in the Rishonim pertaining to this Gemara. There's 1 discussion as to what does it mean, machshava. What does it mean that Truma Gedoyla and Truma Esmeiser could be separated b'machshava, with thought? Does it mean literally that one could remove it with just thinking, with just a mental decision, that he designates a certain part of the crop to be Truma, with that alone it becomes Truma? Or perhaps machshava really means dibur. That's 1 discussion. Another discussion is what do we say? What's the opinion of the Chachamim? Abelazer, this was all the Braisa had of Abelazer ben Goimel. So Abelazer ben Goimel says that both Trumas Maaser and Trumah Gedoila could be separated both mentally and with estimation. And the Gemara comes to include, the Gemara also compares this to Maaser and then to Maaser Behema. So the following two discussions is what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim disagree with Abelazer ben Goimel. But the question is, how far do the Chachamim disagree? Perhaps the Chachamim that disagree with Abelazer ben Goimel will only disagree on the halacha that he says that it can be taken off with estimation. But they agree to Abelazer ben Goimel that a person could go and separate Truma and Trumas Maaser even with a thought. That's one. And another is, do all opinions agree that we compare Maaseris, Maaserishin, Maaserisheni, does everyone agree that we compare those things to Truma and Trumas Maaser or not? Perhaps it's only this Gemara. It's only Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda that says we compare Maaser Behema and Maaseris to Truma Gedoila and Trumas Maaser. But perhaps others disagree and they don't compare other Maaseris to Truma Gedoila and to Trumas Maaser, that you're able to separate them with mentally with just a thought alone. So let's take one thing at a time. And Rashi right away explains two explanations as to what machshava means. In the first pshat, the Rashi says, "Shen mechashei va'omer." Machshava does not really mean a person is thinking; it really means that a person is talking. He thinks and he says that he's going to separate truma from the crop. So you'll ask if it's talking about that he's actually talking and saying. So what's the chiddush? Of course it's chal. What's the big chiddush that it's chal b'machshava, that it comes through, it becomes truma with just machshava? The chiddush is that even though he didn't separate it, even though he only said it, he only spoke it, he only verbalized it, nevertheless it's truma without actually being mefresh it. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Inami, Rashi says the second pshat, noisin eina b'tzadzev, eicha b'tzadzev, means simply looking and thinking with thought alone, with mental decision alone, a person could, in fact, create that it will become truma. Now, on the first pshat of Rashi, that a person has to actually talk and verbalize the separation of truma, with that, it's just that he doesn't have to separate it. So the question is, and the Meiri actually says like that opinion of Rashi, the Meiri in Shavuos Daf Chavav Mebei says like that opinion. But there's a big question on that opinion. Because if you'll tell me that it's impossible to separate Truma with a thought alone, we have a question from a Mishnah Mesachta Trumas. There's a Mishnah Mesachta Trumas in the first parak. It talks about that an ilaim, somebody that can't talk, is really he's capable of separating truma. It's just that there's an issue with the bracha, that he's going to be lacking in a bracha. The question is that, how is it possible for someone that can't talk to be mafresh truma if separating truma requires verbalizing? If it requires talking and an ilim can't talk, how is it possible the Mishnah says that an ilim could theoretically take off truma? So to that, the Derech Emunah, Reb Chaim Knievsky, Shlita Zolzayin Gesund, writes in his Sefer Derech Emunah that these Rishonim, the first pshat in Rashi and the Meiri, they will obviously learn that even they agree that it's possible to separate truma with deciding to separate, just machshava alone, just with thinking about it. Just that if somebody will do it with thought alone, then they will have to actually separate it. It won't be sufficient to leave the truma together with the rest of the bundle. A person will have to do a ma'isa, they'll have to do an action. If somebody wants to separate truma without doing an action, without separating, without removing from the rest of it, then they have to talk. So a person, in other words, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, a person is required to either talk or to remove, either to do a dibur or to do a ma'isa, either to verbalize or to do an action. However, there is that option that even somebody, let's say they can't talk, would have, theoretically at least, a capability of separating truma by doing an action. The thought together with the action, that would, in essence, be a separation of truma. That is the first pshat of Rashi. So even though this is the first pshat of Rashi, there's the second pshat of Rashi, that it's enough with the machshava mentally alone, a person could do it. And even though it's a machlokes of Rishonim, the Derech Emunah says that the majority of Rishonim say, like the second pshat in Rashi, and in fact, according to most Rishonim, when Abalazim and Goimel says a person can separate truma b'machshava, he means that even if there's no action at all, a person could separate truma with just mentally deciding that he's separating truma. Then we have to go to the second discussion, which is machlokes Rishonim, of whether, what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim disagree with Abalazim and Goimel. And they say that no, a person cannot separate Trumas Meiser with Oymid, with estimation. So the question is, what do they say as far as separating it b'machshava with a thought alone? So there are those that say that, and if the Chachamim disagree, if the Chachamim say that a person cannot separate Trumas Ma'aser with a thought alone, the Chayyar, we're going to paskin like the Chachamim. So there are those that say that the Chachamim agree, even though the Chachamim disagree with Abalazim and Goimel pertaining to estimation, they agree to Abalazim and Goimel that a person could separate Truma and Trumas Ma'aser with a thought alone. And the Derech Emunah writes, not only are there some Rishonim that they hold like that, that is in fact the majority of the Rishonim. In fact, the majority of the Rishonim is that a person could separate Truma and Trumas Meiser with a thought alone. And there's a good explanation why there should be a difference between the Oymid, between the Machlokes of the Chachamim pertaining to Oymid and pertaining to Machshava. Could be Machshava is a Svara alone. Whatever the Pshat is, we're going to leave that aside for this year, for the purpose of this year. Finally, the last Machlokes pertains to, does everybody agree that we compare Maisris to Truma and Trumas Maiser? So there also we have a whole machlokes about that. For example, the Rishash Mesach Dikin Daf Lamed Aleph says the Maiser Sheni and Maiser Oni, a person cannot separate b'machshava. However, the Shevet Alevi says really it's there's the Rayas from the Rambam. There's Achronim bring a Rayas from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a person could take off Truma b'machshava, and he never says that by Meiser you can't take off Meiser b'machshava. And in Hilchas Meiser, the Rambam writes that Truma and Meiser are the same thing. Now, if there would be a difference between Trumas and Meiseris, that only Meiseris, the only Trumas you could take off b'machshava and Meiseris not, the Rambam would have to speak out and spell out and tell us that there's a difference between Trumas and Meiseris. And from that, that the Rambam did not spell out that there's a difference, it must be that the Rambam holds that they're the same. And the Shevet Alevi says it's mufur like that in Yushalmi, that this possibly Nachshav is going even on Ma'aser Sheni and other Ma'aseris, and there and the Derech Amuna writes that that's the Ikar Halacha. So the Derech Amuna tells us that A, pertaining to all these three discussions that we have, most opinions are that whether by Trumas Maisris, whether by Maisri Rishon, whether by Maisri Sheni, whether it's by Chala, by all of these things, the halacha is that a person could separate them b'machshava, whatever machshava means. That's Aleph. Beis, he says, most Rishonim learn that a person could go ahead and separate with mentally. Because machshava, according to most opinions, machshava means that even if he's not doing any action at all, he could separate the truma with a thought alone. He says that's what most opinions hold. In the Rishonim, that's the way it is. And he says that that's the way the Achronim say. The Chazon Ish writes like that. And even Aruch HaShulchan like that. And a Goyin like that. And the Derech Amuna says that is the halacha. The halacha is that by all of these separations, a person could separate it mentally without any action at all. However, says the Derech Amuna, the Chazon Ish says that even though min haTorah, a person could separate all of these things mentally without even any action, nevertheless, min derabbanan, rabbinically, a person does have to speak it out. A person does have to verbalize that he is taking these things, or he has to do an action. He will have to either verbalize, or he'll have to do an action. He'll have to speak it out or do the actual ma'isa of hafrasha. However, the Chazon Ish agrees that if it's demai, if it's something that's called demai, then it would be sufficient, even with the rabbanon, even on the rabbinical level, to separate it without even mentally, even without doing any action. The halach of demai is not really so practical, as the Derech Amuna writes in another place, that the whole halach of demai is only when most Ami Aratzim take off Trumas HaMaisris. But nowadays that we don't have that, the most Ami Aratzim are taking off Trumas HaMaisris, we don't really have this halach of demai, so from here onward, I'm not going to keep demai in the discussion. Just mentioned it, Agav, because that is part of the halachas. And so therefore, what comes out based on this Gemara, based on what the Poskim say, based on this Gemara, a person could go and separate Trumas, Maisris, Chala, all those things, mentally alone, without any action, but that is only on the biblical level. On the rabbinical level, they have to go ahead and either verbalize it or make a hafrasha. So that will tell you, to be the evidence, if someone did it mentally, it was good. But they did the wrong thing. L'chatchila, a person should verbalize, they should spell it out, and they should speak it out. Now, this could come to a situation. The nafkamina from this case could be found in a situation as follows. What happens if somebody went ahead and they brought foods, that it's a suffix, it's a big suffix, if Trumas or Maisis were taken off, or if Chala was taken off? So they had in mind that they're going to separate the Trumas and the Maisris, they're going to do separate everything like the way they're supposed to. But then they forgot. They already sat down to eat, they already made a bracha, and they forgot to take off the Trumas and Maisris and Chala. And now they're holding in between the bracha and taking their first bite, and they don't know what to do. Should they go ahead and separate Trumas, Maisris, or Chala mentally? And then they're going to be lacking in this issa, the chi of the rabbanon, a person should separate it verbally, or, and then if they do it verbally, they're going to be mafsik, it's going to come out a hefsik between the bracha and the eating. You're not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and when you eat. Or, perhaps, in such a case, they should go and they should separate it mentally and rely on the Eraisa level. They should rely on the biblical level, and like this, they never were mafsik between their bracha and eating. So the Chazon Ish spoke about this, and the Derech Amuna quotes him. And the Chazon Ish says that since on the Derabbanan level, a person is supposed to verbalize that they are taking off Trumas and Maisris, or do an action, do the actual afrasha. So therefore, what a person should do is one of these two. Even though it's only a drabanan, even though it's going to come out there talking in between the bracha when they eat, since it's part of the eating, and since there is an obligation on the rabbinical level to do that, therefore that is what a person should do. And therefore a person can go ahead, they're not even mechuyev, to do a separation rather than talking. What they should do is they should verbalize and take off the trumas and maaseres verbally the same way they would have done as if they did not make the bracha yet. Says the Derech Amunah, in the name of his Shver, Ibn Yashiv Zatzal, that not only does a person separate the trumas and maaseres verbally, there's a whole nusach, a very famous nusach of the Chazon Ish. A person could even say the whole long nusach. Even though there is such an option of saying the short version, a person could just say they're separating Trumas and Maaseres like whatever the Chazon Ish writes. Nevertheless, it's more l'chatchila to say the whole long nusach, and a person can indeed say the entire long nusach like the way they regularly separate Trumas and Maaseres. So says the Derech Emunah in the name of one last point that's very important to this case is the following. Even though we said that a person could separate Trumas and Maaseres and Chala mentally, on the Daraisa level, a person could separate it mentally. There's one thing, though, that a person cannot do. Maaser Sheni, one of the tithes, after a person separates Maaser Rishon, then 4 out of the 6 years from the cycle, a person has to separate Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, what happens with Maaser Sheni? You're supposed to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'tahara in Yerushalayim. Nowadays, we're not Tor, we're not going to Yerushalayim, and what we do is we redeem it. We redeem that Maaser Sheni onto coins. The Chilul Maaser Sheni, this redemption of the Maaser Sheni onto coins, that has to be done verbally. And therefore, there's no option at all of doing it mentally. And so this is a very important thing. A person has to know that even though it's enough to think and decide, but the evidence would for sure work if they only mentally did the hafrasha, but the pidyoin has to be verbal. That's point A. Point B, on the other hand, when a person is in between his bracha and his eating, there's no reason why he has to be mechala the maaser sheni before he takes his bite. Suppose somebody purchased a loaf of bread, or better yet, a person purchased a whole big challah in Eretz Yisrael, and he has a good safek if all the hafrashas were separated. He has a good safek, good reason to believe that perhaps there was no trumas maaseres maaserishin and challah, maaserishin maaserisheni and challah separated. So he can get up and he can, on the biblical level, he can even go and separate all those things mentally. Let's say if he does what he's supposed to do, he'll go and separate it verbally. Okay, so he separates it verbally, but he comes after he makes the whole afrasha, so the maaser rishon he's allowed to eat. A little bit he has to throw out, the trumas he's not allowed to eat. The maaser sheni, he has to go and redeem. Now, the Maaser Sheni, he could just designate that the Maaser Sheni should be on the north side, on the bottom side, on a part of the challah that he won't eat in his first bite, and then he'll redeem it after he takes his first bite. What do you have to redeem the Maaser Sheni before you start eating? Redeem it after you start eating. And since you don't have a reason why you have to separate with redeeming it before you take your bite, so redeem it afterwards. However, that only works for a solid food. If it's a piece of challah, so then fine. It won't get mixed up. You can redeem the maaser sheni after you took your first bite. But what about if it's a liquid? Suppose somebody bought a bottle of orange juice, or wine, or grape juice. And he's about to take the drink, and he remembers he made the bracha, and he remembers that the trumas and maasis were perhaps not taken off. So he separates the whole nusach, or he does it mentally, whichever way, and he designated that the bottom half of the cup is going to be maaser sheni. Here, he cannot wait until after he takes his sip to redeem the maaser sheni. Since as soon as he's going to pick it up, it's going to mix the bottom with the top, he has to immediately redeem the maaser sheni that's in the cup, because if not, the whole cup is going to get mixed up with some of that maaser sheni, and he's going to drink some of the maaser sheni. And therefore, when it comes to a liquid, he has no option other than, even though he's between his bracha and his eating, that he has to also redeem the Ma'aser Sheni before he takes his sip. So I hope that this shiur shed some light on what to do in such a situation, if someone finds himself in a situation where they forgot to take trumas and ma'aseris before they made the bracha, now they're in between the bracha, what they should do. And I hope the listeners can walk away with a clarification on these halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.